Good morning. Revelation 6, 1 and 2. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. The white horse we've seen is the gospel of Christ, which alone offers the peace of sins forgiven, the assurance of God's loving protection, and the hope of eternal life in heaven. So ride along with Jesus, relying on that white horse of the gospel charging forth to conquer. But where is the conquering? The Roman Empire mocked Christians. One of them wrote, "These slaves and peasants, cobblers and shepherds, peons of the most common character, claim the richest kingdom as theirs and invite the dregs of society to share its peace. Yet where are their riches and peace, their armies and thrones? But where is the Roman Empire? Lasting 500 years was long as far as earthly empires have fared, but it is dust and ashes. And what happened to the thousand-year Reich's vow to surpass the Roman? And how was it that a handful of men could conquer the Aztecs with their well-organized warlike empire?" Historians point to one reason in the pale horse of pestilence, pictured going forth in verse 8. Smallpox rode among the Aztecs faster than Cortez's few conquistadors could travel. It's estimated that 1/3 of the 6 million Aztecs died, besides the many that were sick and disabled. When Napoleon rode forth on his horse of war, why was the Russian campaign finally decided by an untimely bladder infection? Why did that wind arise that blew the invincible Spanish Armada out of the waters? Well, the Bible doesn't tell us why all these things happened. But we can see that the Lord Jesus used it to prevent Europe, England, and North America from being dominated by paganism or Catholicism, so that in these lands the white horse of the gospel might charge forth to conquer, coming even here to you. Since Jesus' top priority is sending this white horse charging forth to conquer, and he is holding the reins of all history, why, our reason says, doesn't this white horse conquer everywhere, every time, every way? Why don't our efforts at evangelism charge forth to one victory after another? In this chapter, Jesus also opens three other seals, allowing war and economic oppression and pestilence to continue charging through the world. In that light, consider the forces that are shaping our world today. Radical Muslim terrorism. And yes, technological advances, but that also increase the deadliness of war. And economic problems? Look at our debilitating national debt and the ubiquitous pressure to spend more of what we don't have. And the torturous diseases like dementia and cancer striking indiscriminately. Why does Jesus allow it? Well, now, for a while, instead of ending the world, the only way to get rid of these things, in long-suffering patience, he endures the evils of this world that he may save some. But these charging stallions of evil often seem so overwhelming that, like Elijah under the juniper tree, we fail to trust the white horse of the gospel the still small voice of God's Word has the only power to truly change hearts, the only power worthy of our trust. And yet notice what our text is saying. He is going out conquering and to conquer. In other words, indicating that Jesus would only finally conquer in the way that is visible to all on the last day, and then put to shame the evils of man's warring and coveting. Until then, he's conquering. But it's only in the midst of the smoky haze of war, the wearying oppression of economic inequity, and the overwhelming grief of deadly disease. And yet his white horse is charging forth, so that the eyes of faith can even see his conquering on the pages of history. Without money or arms, and Jesus of Nazareth has conquered more millions, shed more light, set more pens in motion, moved more tongues to praise than anyone else. For 2,000 years, the gospel of Christ crucified has been the most influential factor in history, as indicated by the opening of those next three seals. War, economic oppression, and pestilence have continued to charge forth, but the gospel of Christ crucified has also continued to move a remnant to seize his treasure and to ride along on his white horse to everlasting life. Romans 1. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. For everyone who believes, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So we are called to live by faith, not by sight. This earth before Judgment Day will never appear to be a prosperous paradise of the King of Love. But in the midst of all the evils, he goes on conquering through the gospel, planting faith in repentant hearts like yours. So what horse will you rely on? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 769.